在昭通城里，吞食鸦片企图自杀的行为总是不分昼夜的发生，随时都有人请我前去抢救鸦片自杀者。我为自己的国家实施的鸦片贸易感到罪恶，如果能为这些被折磨的人们减轻一些痛苦，我很乐意这么去做。
诸位，请你们站一会儿。
我和谭木莲曾经是英国西部一所乡村中学的校友。
说的老
师。事隔多年之后，我们接受教会的派遣，来到了中国云南一个叫做昭通的小城。然而，这里的传教工作进行得非常艰难。西方国家使用武力进入了中国，外国人享受到特权的同时，却在和中国人的关系上付出了沉重的代价。
Do you remember the first time in Jiao Tong when we prayed with Soren? We're thinking of all the things that we're going to accomplish and all the work we were going to do.
I don't know about Soren. Wherever he is.I'm sure he's accomplished a lot more than we have.
Well, I thank God for bringing me to Yunnan. And may God save Yunnan.
Save? Save? That's right. Save. The only people that come to us for salvation are the opium addicts. After their overdose, or when they're on the brink of death, that's when they think about us.They're the only ones who ever think about the foreigners, the two foreign devils.
I was called out on another opium case last night. It's the 11th one. 6 have died so far, and 5 have been saved. But these people need our help.
That's right. We can't ignore these people, these pitiful people.Desperate people who are so grateful for the services we offer, but they have no idea of the cost of these services. To them, we're nothing but free medicine.
One day they'll know our medicine is really good. And then, at that time, they'll listen to our gospel.
I don't want to think about it. My head hurts.
Don't worry. Tomorrow we'll go outside the city and you can clear your head.
欢庆新年到来的时候，台木莲突然病倒了。在从英国带来的医学书上，我看到了和台木莲相似的病症。 在350英里之外，医生至少要两个月的时间才能赶到。为了找到治疗的药物，我走遍昭通城的药铺，所有的人都告诉我，一旦染上天麻，没有人能够活下来。
我和李先生，我得回自己的家了。昭通的坟地就在那边，赶紧去看看，挑一块好的坟地。
从死亡之谷爬了上来，而死神却带走了我们的另一个朋友索恩。先后有六名传教士来到这里，他们中有两人死于疾病，一个人因残回国。在昭通多年的传教事业毫无进展，国内的来信中开始出现不祥的语句，建议我们放弃这里的所有工作。如果所有的人都必须撤离，我只能接受失败，同他们一起离开。英国国会通过了对鸦片贸易定罪的提案，种植罂粟的许可证被撤销，好时光终于要轮到中国，可是我们却到了不得不离开的时候。在昭通的生活已经过去了17年，我们开始筹划着回国的事情。
Darling, do you know what happened today?
我告诉妻子，回国的日期已经确定，不久之后我们就会见到离别多年的家乡。对于这个消息，艾玛显得特别兴奋，而我的心里却很沉重。
Ever since we've gotten here, we've been treated like strangers. After all these years, some things never change.
However, 这一天，几个陌生人的突然到访，打乱了我们回国的计划。
在黑暗中，举起探索的火炬。经历神秘、陌生、离奇的未知世界。科学纪录片栏目《发现之旅》，总有扑朔迷离的故事。